And I saw these two nurses scan all the babies and then look at each other with this look of like, and all of a sudden I just thought, oh, this is a Lifetime movie. I'm in the movie where my baby gets stolen. Like that's happening to me right now.
Welcome to The Art of Fatherhood, a podcast that takes you on the journey of fatherhood. Now here's your host, Art Eddy.
This episode is being brought to you by Tony's. Tony's was created for kids to experience storytelling in a digital age that stimulates their imagination and creativity in ways that a screen can't. Tony Box was made for kids and parents who want to feel good about their entertainment at home and to bring back imagination in its purest form. Tony's is an immersive, wondrous experience that you can feel good about, but more importantly, a community you can be a part of now and for many years to come. They just released their Tony's Block system. They're the newest addition to Tony's, combining STEAM learning with award-winning Tony Box systems. Blocks bridge tactile play with original audio lessons for young kids covering science, arts, technology, history, and more. Thanks to Tony's, you have a chance to win a Tony's prize pack. All you got to do is leave a podcast review of the Art of Fatherhood podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, and you will have a chance to win a Playtime Puppy Tony starter pack, as well as their latest Tony Block sets from the Marine Life Blocks and Invention and Innovation Block sets. For more information on Tony's, go to us.tonys.com. What's going on, everybody? Art Eddy here for another edition of the Art of Fatherhood podcast, and I'm very happy to have the one and only Mr. Tony Hale. Thanks for taking the time to chat with me, Tony. How you doing, sir?
Thanks for having me. I love talking about my neurosis being a father.
We're going to talk about Clifford, the big red dog, too. Looking forward to that, checking that movie, of course. I have two daughters, 13 and 11, and I remember when they were young, we would read the book and all that good stuff. I know your daughter's kind of around the same age, so take me back when you found out you're going to be a dad, Tony. What was going through your mind, sir?
Oh, we want to get into trauma?
If you want to lie on the couch, sure. Let's talk it out, sir.
It's funny. I don't know about you, but maybe because you had two, maybe the second one you were a little maybe calmer. But I, that first year of my daughter's life, I just don't remember much of it, honestly, because I would just feel like I was in this kind of, there was a lot of anxiety and I didn't know, obviously you never know what you're doing. And there was that concern. I actually, the same month that I had Loy, my daughter, I bought a house, and that same month Arrested Development got canceled. Oh, man. And I was like, what the hell is happening? And I just, you know, it was hard not to tailspin, just kind of like what, and kind of trying not to live in the what if, like, what if this happens? What if this happens? What if this? And just be like, you know what? I'm going to be present. And I will say, during that time when I was really looking for a gig and it just was kind of touch and go, and it was such a gift to have Loy because she became my focus. You know, I was just like, all right, I've got to keep this child alive. Like, this is, I got to keep it alive. So I don't actually, that first year, it was kind of a whirlwind, but she's just the best thing ever, honestly.
First of all, thank you very much for being honest and sharing that. When you first started going into, I'm like, yeah, you know, I was kind of nervous with my first daughter. I remember the nurse bumped me out of the way because I was changing the diaper for the first time. Obviously, like, I was scared, right? And the nurse looks at me, and she's like, she's not a porcelain doll. And like, she like hip checks me and shows me how to do it. I'm like, okay, cool, thanks. But yeah, you had a lot of life events, not only the birth of your daughter, buying a home, which is stressful, then obviously something that you love, being on Arrested Development. Wow, mm-hmm. All of those things juggling. And I'm glad that, you know, you mentioned that your daughter Loy was like, she was the one that grounded you. So I appreciate that and centered you and focused you. So that, you know, I always ask, like, what is something that your daughter has taught you about life or things in general about yourself, or something that like puts a new perspective? But I think right then and there, like, if you have another thing, but I feel like that right there, she's centering you when you first became a dad and going through all that stuff is a great lesson. Like, this is what's important in life. But if you have another thing that you would like to share that you learned for her, please do.
Yeah. I mean, a lesson that I'm always, that always wakes me up when I'm with her. Side note, since you said that about when you had her, just a crazy story, is when my daughter was born, I went to my wife was sleeping, and I went to the nursery where they kept the babies. And I said, I'm here to pick up Loy Hale. And I saw these two nurses scan all the babies and then look at each other with this look of like, and all of a sudden I just thought, oh, this is a Lifetime movie. I'm in the movie where my baby gets stolen. Like that's happening to me right now. And it just so happened that there another nurse had taken her and to bathe her, and they forgot to tell these other nurses. And I was like, I mean, it was probably like a minute, but it felt like 5 hours. I just played on everything. Honestly, the lesson that she, for 15 years, because she's 15 now, she's turning 16 in February, she always teaches me just from being her is how she makes the ordinary extraordinary. And it's because I feel like I live in a world, I mean, being in the entertainment business, I think just as an adult, it's, or even like the Instagram world, it's everything is like big moments and like extremes and, you know, got this job and success and all these kind of like very curated moments. But man, she finds so much joy in just like very the ordinary. And I feel like that is where the power is. That is that simple truce of, sure, I could take her hiking on, you know, some crazy mountain, but like sitting with her and listening to her day and her listening and us playing a game together or talking about, like, that's where the power is. And she just is present and full of joy. And that's the gift that she constantly gives me.
I love it. And I always ask, like, especially for new dads listening to this, I always ask the guys that I have on, like, what is a dad hack or some advice that you like to share, you know, with these new dads who are, like you said, like we all here, it's like, what's going on? But I want to say something because everyone has that stereotype of, oh, a daughter is going to be in, you know, teenage years, get ready, you look out. What you said right there, having communication, bonding with her, I think kids can kind of smell if you're being true or not, or if you're being authentic. And the fact that you're taking time to sharing things and having these conversations, those relationships will stay, you know, very strong during those trying times because they're trying to find themselves. So I think something right there is huge. But what is another like dad hack or piece of advice you offer to new dads?
Not to get too therapized, but it is very easy to beat ourselves up. And it's, you know, just to, I feel like our shame closet is full all the time. And we're going to make mistakes. And there's so many things that I'm like, oh, I wish I was more present. And the fact is, if you bring awareness to those moments of say, you know what, I'm kind of checked out right now. It's not worth beating yourself up. Just don't, I mean, don't, it's not worth like thinking what therapy your child's going to, you know, it's just like, just bring awareness to it, be honest about it, and then just start taking a different action and just be with it. But like, all that energy we give to beating ourselves up, it just doesn't help the whole overall picture. Just like bring awareness and then make a different choice, you know?
Totally agree. And kids are so resilient. Like if you yelled at her, like when she was a toddler about doing something, the next day she's going to be like, Dad, let's go play. And you're like, wait, you're not holding a grudge? Kids don't do that.
They don't, man. And it is crazy. And I mean, you've experienced this too, but like when she was young or something and she got into a little fight or something with her friend. And I just remember thinking, oh, well, give me the address of that child. Like if somebody bullied or something, you're just like, oh, I'm going to go crazy. And I can, but like the next day they're like best buds again. Like, it's just, it's amazing how the resentment's not there that we all hold on to. It's just like, they just can kind of bounce back, man. What a lesson we need to learn of forgiveness.
Well said, sir. Well said. And I appreciate you sharing that. Of course, we'll talk a little bit more of fatherhood when we finish off the Father Quick Five. But congrats on another cool role for Clifford the Big Red Dog. You played Kieran. The cool thing about your career is just like you've played some good guys, some bad guys, some things in between. You've done great voice acting jobs and all that stuff.
Thanks.
But I feel like when I talk to actors, it's fun to play the bad guy, right? So how much fun did you have playing this role?
Really fun. Really fun because I think you get, I mean, also I've played a lot of characters that just are really defeated and really a mess. And so it's nice to kind of have, you know, play the opposite. But there's something about, you know, just being that kind of really, you know, you as a human being, you try not to take advantage and you try not to be manipulative and all this kind of, it's something you work on, but to play a character where you just don't even care. Like they're just like, I see Clifford. I see magic. I want to exploit that for money. I don't care about the dog. I don't care about the girl that has the dog. Like I want to exploit. And there's something really fun. And also playing that contrast, I think highlights the real message of the movie, you know? So that's really fun too.
Love it. And of course you've no stranger working with CGI and all that other good stuff, but how, I mean, for this one, because obviously there's going to be some outdoor scenes and all that other stuff. Mm. How do you guys kind of with your, and obviously you guys, this is your craft, you know what you're doing, but working with the CGI, you know, Clifford, the big red dog and all that good stuff, like talk a little bit about like the things you have to make prepare for while you're like pretty much acting in front of nothing, right?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of, I guess, being a very insecure kid and like being by myself and doing voices and being like, wow, or if like a bully made fun of me, I'd walk away and be like, well, that wasn't very nice. You know, it's just like, you kind of learned how to act without anything there. You know, yeah. You kind of were in your head so much. So working was something that you can't see wasn't the challenge. One thing that with the big gift that they gave us as actors, because I've done other stuff where it's like, okay, there's like a little ball and it's like supposed to be a monster or something. You're like, okay. But one thing they did with us that was so great was they had these massive red like puppets, massive. And it helped us react to the scope of Clifford, you know, and to really, really helped our eye line, like really look, kind of get an idea of what we're looking at. Because you really never, that's kind of the exciting thing about doing these kind of things. You have no idea how it's going to look when it comes out. So like, you know, you're talking to this puppet or you're talking to nothing. And then all of a sudden you see the movie and it's like this massive red furry thing is like barking at you. I mean, it's just, it's awesome.
We all take in films differently. We all take in media differently, books, whatever the case may be, art, music.
Yeah.
But I love having these movies that are fun, popcorn movies, take the family to. But when you're driving home, you have these conversations about like, hey, what was your favorite part of the movie? What was something that, you know, struck a chord with you? As an actor, of someone who's seen this, what do you hope families will kind of talk about this film as they leave the theater?
I love that question. Really good questions. Really good questions. just to affirm you, because you have enough shame in your life. We all do. But in addition to kind of being as a dad when Lloyd was younger, just that it was really, we were hungry for like family entertainment that was fun and that you could see together. But also there's a scene in the movie where Emily Elizabeth, the girl, is holding Clifford as a puppy before he gets big. And it's her love that makes Clifford big. And in addition to kind of embracing his differences, there's something it's a very simple truth, but there's something very, very powerful about that, because especially in the land of kind of social media, where I feel like it's very easy to judge and break people down and criticize and all that kind of stuff. That's just not going to bring growth. That's not going to bring change. We have to cross the aisles. We have to take risks. We have to learn to listen. You know, we have to learn, I mean, loving someone does take effort, but we've got to kind of die to ourselves and learn to love. And that's what's going to bring change. And so in a simple like Clifford movie like that, it's a pretty, you know, powerful message that I think adults need to tune into.
No doubt. I appreciate that. Now this can be a yes, no, or maybe before we go to the Fatherhood Quick Five. Obviously, like I mentioned, reading the book series, Clifford the Big Red Dog, to my daughters, people go and see this movie. There's going to be like some Easter eggs that we can kind of point out and be like, oh yeah. Or like just, I mean, there's so many different books in that series, but are there certain things that parents maybe should look out for? And like kind of like, you're going to give dads and moms listening to this some cool like dad and moms being like, hey, you know, in this movie, they have such and so, look out for this. So you don't have to spoil it, but is it yes, no, maybe that we should be looking out for some cool Easter eggs that maybe relate to the book series?
They relate to the book series. Well, I mean, this is kind of like a little bit of a genre story, like is that the word? That's not the word. Starting out story where he was a puppy. So you definitely see the beginning of Clifford. I don't know about Easter eggs. I mean, you can count the number of chins you see on my face. On the big screen, you're going to see a lot of this. You're going to see a lot of unnecessary fat.
Thank you very much for sharing that. Now we're going to finish off with the Fatherhood Quick Five. Besides Clifford the Big Red Dog, favorite family movie, do you guys have one?
Goonies.
Oh, it's our time. Favorite family song, or is there an artist you couldn't wait to introduce your daughter to?
Oh, an artist I couldn't wait to introduce her to. That's a tough one. I mean, we're in that season. I don't know if you're in this season where I have my music and she has her music and we're going to school and she listens to her music. And then when she gets out of the car, I listen to my music. So we haven't like crossed over yet, but like, I mean, like Patty Griffin, the folks artist, I listen to her all the time. just like there's this great Penny and Sparrow. All these kind of like folksy alternative stuff that I love. But you know, I'll listen to the pop music, and then once that door is closed, it's dad's meditative time.
So does the song Deja Vu like now like hit you in a different way, right?
Olivia Rodriguez. I know all of her stuff. I think she's very, very talented.
Oh,
and she's incredibly talented. And I saw her randomly at when I was promoting Forky Asks a Question. She was doing High School Musical, and this is before she kind of hit it big, and just such a sweet girl. And so it's having a 15-year-old, I like talented role models like that. Like that's, and like Billie Eilish, you know, yep. I think just like these, it's not, without getting to it, it's not so hypersexualized, which I feel like a lot of these artists are. And that's, as a dad, I'm like, but when it's talent and being themselves, like someone like a Billie Eilish or Olivia Rodriguez, I really appreciate it.
No doubt. Yeah. Great point right there. And I always use the dad joke. If we hear like like the Deja Vu twice in the radio, I'm like, having Deja Vu. And of course, you get the eye rolls from the back. And I love it.
Totally. And never stop, by the way.
Never.
Never stop saying that.
Describe the perfect family vacation. Where would it be?
Oh, man. My family disagrees on this. They're much more adventurous. And I'm just like, I could just go to the same restaurant for the rest of my life and then go to the food court. But, we do love, and I think it's because we're on the West Coast. I think they would probably all agree just seeing family on the East Coast, because we go twice a year, and that is kind of our vacation just because we never see them. So yeah. I think we go to Alabama or we'll go to North Carolina, and that's really, and just kind of hanging out and being by the lake and all that stuff.
No doubt. Love it. Favorite game to play with your family is like board game, video game, whatever the case may be. Do you have one right now?
Yeah, we do that, not Quidditch, but it's a video game where you have like, do you know what I'm talking about?
It's on the Switch, right?
Yeah, it's Quidditch, I think, is the Harry Potter thing.
Yeah,
What if we were like, we play Quidditch at home and just, no. But it's...
taking some of that Clifford magic home, right?
Just like running gun brooms. Yeah. But it's, I don't know, but it's that fun video game. And then we'll play like cards. We love board games, all that kind of stuff. You know, it's really, and I'm sure you can appreciate this too, like it's not the default, you know, where we have to make an effort to be like, okay guys, let's watch a movie together, let's play a game, because it's so, before you know it, like everybody's on screens, everybody's doing email or Instagram and stuff, and it's like, you gotta like, I can easily fall into I gotta wake up and be like, all right, let's do a game, let's get outside, all that stuff.
No doubt. I totally agree. Yeah. Like it starts with you being like, I don't need to check on my phone all the time. Right. Like just,
I know. I'm just as guilty. Yeah.
And lastly, top three words you hope Loy would use to describe you as a dad. What would they be?
I would hope empathetic, loving, and funny.
Nice.
Just to be learned how to laugh at some things.
Yep. Getting a sense of humor is a great way to get through life, just through the tough times. So appreciate that. Thank you so much for your time. People, make sure you follow Tony on Twitter at Mr. Tony Hale, and of course on Instagram as well. And also go to the theaters, check out Clifford the Big Red Dog, and also on Paramount Plus too. It's a great way. You can go to the theater, you can check it out with your family at home at Paramount Plus. Really cool for you to take time out of your busy schedule to chat a little bit about fatherhood. Mm-hmm. Hope I didn't, you know, give you too much trauma, but thank you very much. And I wish you and your family continued success.
Of course, now I'm questioning the funny. I would say joyful. It's like now, of course, this is like the narrative that's running in my head. I choose joyful. Choose joy.
I'm adding more stress to your day. I apologize. Thank you, sir.
All right. Blessings, brother.
Thanks for listening to the Art of Fatherhood podcast. Leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts and go to artoffatherhood.net.